when I was on the main committee, first thing I became involved with was Whiplash, and that was a monthly newsletter. There was Liz somebody or other, someone called Julie Myrish, and myself. We used to go around to each other's houses, and we'd have supper. It was a nice evening. And people would send in articles, typewritten articles, and we would literally stick them on pieces of paper, and then we'd type up some little thing and stick that. It was print sticks, glue and typewriters. And we'd have a roundup of events, we'd have book reviews, we'd have, you know, a list of meetings and things. And that was it. I mean, it was terribly homemade. I mean, it was laughable, really. We'd flip through magazines to find nice little pictures and cut things out, stick it on. It was like a child's newsletter. It was so unprofessional. But it had all the information you needed, though. People would write stuff, and it would have, we'd have a review of Feminist Book Fortnight or something like that, and people would write a report on the meetings that had been. And we'd have a list of forthcoming meetings. And we would stick it all together in page one, page two, page two, and it was sent off to some long-suffering fellow Longmans. And Paula Kahn, it was always paid, the printing and postage was paid for by Longmans, because Paula Kahn was very supportive of it. So what she said that Longmans would pay for this, which they did. I suppose it was just photocopied, basically. Just photocopied, stapled, and then bunged into envelopes and sent off. People were glad to guess it. Just very unprofessional in a way that it looked, but it actually didn't matter.